Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. You can have your seats on this morning. I give God all praise, glory, and honor, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. I believe Pastor Wilson has spoken 95% of my lesson on this morning. Amen. I'm going to say it again because he gave y'all the financial. I'm going to give y'all the other portion. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you and praise you for life, health, and strength. Lord God, I decrease that you may increase, oh God. We ask that you have your way in this place, oh God. Let your voice be heard. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. God is good. I thank God. Everybody enjoy Thanksgiving? Amen, amen. I had an amazing time with family. Amen. My title for today is The Lord is My Shepherd. What else do you need? Amen. The Lord is your shepherd. What else do you need? And as I'm talking throughout this morning, amen, I'm going to leave you with a question. And it is, if Jesus was standing before you, what would you give him as an offering? Amen. What kind of offering would you bring before him? Amen. Let us stand as we read Psalms 23. And we all know it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. Amen. You can have your seats in the presence of the Lord. Psalms 23 is a very well-known passage. Here we're going to break down the shepherd. A shepherd represents a more close and intimate relationship with its sheep. Amen. A king's job is to do what's best for the majority. Amen. So a king represents the majority. A shepherd represents an intimate relationship. Amen. A shepherd knows each one of his sheep. Luke 15:4 talks about the lost sheep. And Jesus asks, what man are you having 100 sheep? If he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it. A shepherd has a deep concern and cares not only for all sheep as a whole, but also for each and every single one. Amen. This is how God cares for us. He knows each of our coming and going. He knows every hair on our heads. He knows even one of us. He knows if even one of us is lost. Amen. That's why he sent his son to save us from our sins. Amen. So Jesus knows he's the good shepherd. Just in case you didn't know, he is the good shepherd and he knows all things. The breakdown of the good shepherd and the sheep, amen, goes like this. If the Lord is your shepherd and you are his sheep, he knows that you are prone to wander. How many of us seen sheep in the field? And they wonder, some wonder, what brings them back to the flock? The voice of the shepherd, or are they going to get a dog? And the dog will go out and herd up the sheep to get back on the right track. Well, the dog is representing the devil. Amen. And when you wander away, amen, you're going through some trials and some tribulations. And you're going to get beat up, amen, so you can get back on the right track. And you always blaming the devil, but you always got a choice not to leave the flock. And many times that's what we do. We end up leaving the green pastures just to see what's better on the other side. Amen. And then when the devil comes in to attack us, here we come running back. But it's okay. Get it right the first time and don't try to wander off and trying to figure it out on your own and just allow Jesus to lead you the right way. down the path of righteousness. Understand, if you don't see yourself as a sheep, you cannot see God as the good shepherd. You have to open your eyes and see you need him for everything, not just for some things. Amen. Not because you can figure it out, but because you know he's already figured it out. Amen. And that's how we do. Amen. When we can figure it out, we forget all about Jesus and try to go work it out on our own. When he says, put me first. Amen. When he says, dwell within me so I can dwell within you. Amen. We have to understand our actions in which God wants us to go in. You have to understand that he is the provision in our lives. Amen. Look at somebody and say, stop trying to figure it out and let God work it out. This is why we drift away from the truth, because we always trying to figure it out on our own. Stop looking for sanctification in artificial places. Amen. Turn to Philippians 4:8. We always looking for something else rather than doing what God says do. As Pastor Wilson was talking, I was thinking about Adam and Eve. God gave them a garden full of plenty. Full of plenty. They could do whatever they wanted in that garden but touch one thing. And they let the serpent fool them into touching the one thing. All of the other things God said you are allowed to do. And that's how we are in the world. Amen. We allow one distraction to deter us from the things that God has for us. And you have to understand that and know where God wants you to be and where God wants you to do, and stop being distracted by the hands of the devil because it looks and feel good, because everybody else is doing it. Amen. It looked like great for them, so I'm going to try it out too. Amen. Stop trying to do that and do what God tell you to do for yourself. Amen. Philippians 4:8 says, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and beautiful and respectful. Whereas is excellence or worthy of the praise. Think about these things. Amen. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that God's will is his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen. When you fix your eyes on God and stop looking around you at the things that's going on, amen, you will be able to become a light of Jesus Christ. Amen. When you stop following man and follow Jesus, amen, the direction will get a lot clearer and a whole lot better. Matthew 15:19 says, for out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. This lets you know that action stems from the inner life. That's why I say get outside yourself. Amen. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Amen. And quiet doesn't mean that you got it all together. Amen. Quiet means that you probably thinking something within yourself that you ain't ready to do, and you just don't want nobody to know that you're doing it. Amen. That's why Pastor Wilson said praise and worship happens at home. Prayer happens at home. Because if you're doing praise and worship at home and you're doing prayer at home, when you get in the midst of the people in the church, it just happens. If you get before the Lord on a daily, 6 days a week, on that seventh day, it'll come natural. Amen. But what are you transforming into? That's when you get in here, you don't know how to do what God says do because you ain't did it 6 days a week. Amen. We got to get up and start doing the things of God, especially if you're a child of God. Amen. How do you get into the green pastures and allow the shepherd to lead you if you're the sheep that keep going astray? Amen. And then every time the devil attacks you, then you come running, but then you come running and you upset and you angry and you mad by the actions that you did on your own. You went astray. Didn't nobody lead you there. You allowed it to happen. So when you become a man and woman of God and you put God first in everything, nobody should be able to lead you nowhere. Amen. We experienced something this weekend and I thought it was phenomenal. Because it's a woman that does not profess no Christianity. None. But she has done an amazing job with her child. As a single mother, she ain't asked nobody for nothing. Absolutely nothing. A respectable young man, mannerable young man, did everything right, amen, and there was no excuse set at the table. And we know the mother very well. So who are we to come in here and say, Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of our life, and we can't get it done? We can't do nothing right. We don't want to work. We got problems on the job. Amen. We're raising our kids, and there's problems in our home. We're married, and there's problems with the spouse. And she took out the excuse. Amen. I told Pastor Wilson, I said, she took her lifestyle, which was horrible growing up, and made it a success. What we do, we take our lifestyle and make it our story. And we keep living it over and over and over again. Yes, it happened to you, but it's not who you are. It shouldn't make you become the person that is evil, evil thinking, evil doing. You don't have no love, no joy, no peace, nowhere. Everybody is a problem, but you ain't looking at yourself. Amen. And then you say, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm set free, and your kids is running all malice. Where's the example at? As a woman or a man of God that we should be setting for the younger children, it starts in the home. So if we ain't doing it in the home, how you gonna do it in the church? Just like praying and bowing down before the king in your home, it's the same when it comes to your children. Amen. No yelling, no screaming. Young man was very mannerable. Amen. Amen. Think about it. Think about our actions and what we say we are and how we're actually representing who we are. Amen. When you say, I shall not want, you are believing that God as the good shepherd, God is the good shepherd, will ensure everything you need and will provide for you. But to know that he'll provide is to know him on a personal level. What has he already done for you that you know that he is the good shepherd? Think about that. What is it that he's already done that you can realize and understand that he is the good shepherd? And when an obstacle comes your way, dwell on just that. Just that one thing that he has already done. And you say, God, you did it before. I know you'll do it again. Amen. Rather than, oh, it is me, Lord. I'm coming to you. If God can heal before, he'll heal again. Amen. If he can deliver you before, he'll deliver you again. Amen. If he brought you to the church to get your mind free from all sins, amen, in some way you begin to get back into that, he'll bring you back to the remembrance again. All you got to do is remember what God has done and dwell on that and allow him to do it again. Amen. Allow him to refocus yourself, reset, refocus, revalue the goodness of Jesus. And do the work that God has called you to do. Amen? Because the devil is to steal, kill, and destroy. If you was just reading in Matthew how he took Jesus on the mountain, knowing who he was. Amen? So if he tempted Jesus, who are you? You're being tempted and don't even realize you're being tempted. And you're falling into temptation because it feels good to you. It looks and feels good. Amen? You got to know who you are and where you came from. Amen. Jesus knew where he came from. He knew he came from heaven to earth to save us. You came from sin to Jesus Christ. And you knew living in sin was no fun. So why do you keep going back to the sin that you once was living in? Amen. You got to get focused to move farther ahead of your sin. Amen. Farther ahead of the situation. Amen. And all we do is lie time after time after time after time just to cover up another lie when you know you're wrong, rather than saying, Lord, I commend my spirit to you. Take it and use it however you choose. I want to get outside this mess. Amen. You don't get fired up until the heat gets turned up. And then when the heat gets turned up, then you get fired up and then you want to make a change. Make it now. Amen. Make it now before it get turned up. Amen. Listen, when God provides for us, that means he has already made a provision for you. But it's up to you to go and get it. Amen. The grass is already green. Amen. When the shepherd lets the sheep out into the field, he don't tell the sheep to go, you go on this end and you go on this end. He just opened the gate. And they go to the grass and they begin to graze and they begin to eat. Amen. When God sends you here, it's your choice to eat. It's your choice to get fat. Amen. It's your choice to feed off of what's being presented before you. Amen. Amen. Then you take it and you begin to apply it. Amen. If it's not the job, if it's the job you want, you have to go after it. Amen. If it's better pay, you have to get an education. Amen. Ain't no check just showing up in the mail. Ain't no money just flowing out of heaven. You got to work for what you want. Unless somebody done left your trust fund somewhere and you don't realize they left it. Amen. Amen. You got to work for it. You can't lay and sleep. If you want better, you got to go after better. Amen. You can't look at what somebody else is doing or what somebody else has had and you ain't trying to get it for yourself. Amen. Amen. If that job ain't working, go get something better. If you need to get an education, get an education. Amen. If you need to work two jobs, work two jobs. You know, living in the state of Colorado is very expensive. Amen. So working one job that's paying minimum wage probably ain't going to work for you. So you're going to have to figure out something else. Amen. And that's all on the biblical standards, because we always expecting God. God is providing. There is a lot of job opportunities. Amen. All you got to do is walk into the door. First pray and ask God for favor. When you walk in there, they'll be giving you a position that they ain't even know they should be giving you, because the favor of God sits upon you. Amen. Whatever you want, God's got it. All you got to do is position yourself to receive it. Amen. You got to get up and do something. Amen. Leave your negative attitude on the outside of thought and do what's required of you. Amen. You have to work hard to get in the right position. When a shepherd, and I said that, lets the flocks go, they know where to go and graze and eat and come back. The harvest is plentiful. Amen. And the grass is green. And choose the right patch of grass and eat healthy. The fat sheep eat the best grass. The fat Christian, listen to the right word. Choose wisely. Everything you need, God has provided. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about what somebody else is have, what somebody else is doing, what somebody else is saying. Amen. Only focus on what God has for you. Matthew 6:25 says, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? The good shepherd says, don't worry about that. That's your need, but he will provide. Amen. That's your need, not his, but he will provide. Psalms 23 speaks to your desires. God is saying, not only can he take care of your physical need, he can also fulfill and satisfy your heart. Amen. Stop trying to do it yourself and allow God to do it. Amen. When God does it, no man can take it away. When God does it, there is no loss. When God does it, it's done forever. Look at somebody and say, I shall not want. When David says, I shall not want, he is saying, there are areas in my life that only God can fulfill, and he will fulfill them. Amen. When David was saying, I shall not want, he has made the decision not to desire anything outside of the scope of what God has already said. Amen. Or doing. That's the decision you need to make, to not work outside of God's will, but work inside of what God wants you to do. Amen. So many times we want to do things and we need to ask God first. Is this the position you want me to be in? Is this where you want me to be? Amen. And believe me, God will give you the answer that you need. Amen. He will give you the answer if you wholeheartedly trust and believe and ask the right question, you'll get the right direction. And if you're not hearing, then take your time. Pay attention. Because there's something that you need to refocus on. Because he speaks. You just not listening. And there's some area that's clogged up that makes you not want to hear. Amen? With God in the center of your life, you should be satisfied. I should not want is a season of abundance and not a season of darkness. Amen. When going through trials, we need to remove statements like, if I had this, then this would look a lot better. If this happened, then I would do this. If they accepted me over here, then this would be so much better. If I can just drive this type of car. If I can live in this neighborhood, amen, remove those statements and just do what God says. Because you know what you're doing? You're looking at somebody else's and what they have and what they're driving. Amen. And what God has for you is for you. Amen. I don't want to look like somebody else. Amen. I don't want to act like somebody else. Because if your kids was doing that, you'd get on them. Stop acting like Susie. Susie don't live here. Well, you acting like Susie mama. But you getting on the child. Make it make sense. That's what we do. We always want to correct somebody else in our wrong and rather than looking at what we doing and seeing, oh, I've messed up in this area. I'm going down the wrong road in this area. Let me get it together. Amen. When you recognize God as your shepherd, you lack nothing. I keep saying that because I want you to get it in your spirit. Although for some of us, it's really hard to understand that we live without lack. We can live without lack because we constantly live in this mental. We live in our mental state. So if somebody say you can actually live without lack, you're like, how is that? My cupboards, I ain't got but one can of corn. Amen. I barely got milk. Amen. You seen the economy shut down and everybody living in fear because of the economy shutting down. But back in January, Pastor Woodson told y'all to get you 6 to 9 months together. Now he just told you something else. Who wrote it down? He just gave you another prophetic on what's getting ready to take place. But you get so used to hearing his voice that you're ready for him to sit down rather than paying attention to what he's actually saying. Amen? So when it happens, it's your fault. Because the word has came forth. And if he's your man of God, then why you can't abide by what he's telling you to do? If he says that it's going to be another crash, it's going to be another crash. Now what you doing about it? Because we're at the bulk of Christmas. Amen. And we're going to go out and buy all these expensive things. Amen. He is really hard on the holidays. He is. Because I'm so easy. Like, I want to give the whole shebang, but I thank God for him because he brings it all around in full circle. Amen. But pay attention. Do they really need it? Especially, we got a birthday in November. We got a birthday in December. Then you got Christmas. Then we turn around and got a birthday in March. So you're getting everything you need. So let's do that with something different. Give them a fun time to remember. Let's sit around and play board games. Amen. And have family time. Amen. Let's make something together. An ornament or something that's more rememberable that they'll say, oh, we did this. You remember when we did this? Amen. Rather than giving them a gift that they're going to open the box up and throw the gift up somewhere on the side corner somewhere. Less than 2 days, they ain't playing with it. Amen. So pay attention when the man of God is telling you something to get prepared. If the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want, hear the words of the man of God so you won't want. Amen. And it's being broadcast all across. If you don't have your 6 to 9 months together, get it together. Amen. If the man of God is telling you what to do, let's do what we need to do. Amen. To get it together. Amen. When you allow him to lead you and guide you, there will never be any lack. Allow God to lead and fulfill you in ways that you simply cannot own on your own. Amen. I did this. No, if God done it, you know God done it. Amen. If it fell down from heaven, you'll know and understand that it fell down from heaven. We always want to give accolades to ourselves rather than to God. And when you give it to yourself in 30 days or less, it's probably removed from you. Because you did it. And when you do it, it's temporarily. But when God do it, it's permanent. Amen. So allow God to do it. Amen. That's why I thank God this is permanent. Because God did it. Because believe me, from day one, man counted us out. Multiple, at a young age, said we weren't going to make it. We weren't going to make it past year one from the voice of man. But I thank God for who he is and what he was doing. Amen. Amen. I thank God for that. And I thank God taking us. I always say Germany was our wilderness. Taking us to the wilderness that we didn't have to depend on nobody. Nobody but each other and God the Father. Amen. An empty cup cannot pour into itself. A sheep cannot lead itself. If you allow him, he will fulfill you and place where you shall not want. Put you in a place where you shall not want. An empty cup cannot fill itself. A sheep cannot lead itself. So if you are sheep and you're trying to lead yourself, you're leading yourself the wrong way. Amen. Pastor Wilson has said this on many occasions. If you're a sheep in this household and you're listening to a preacher on the internet, you're listening to the wrong shepherd. Because he's not speaking to you. He's speaking to his sheep. Amen. So you should be downloading the app so you can hear what the man of God in your household is saying so you can be led the right way. Amen. So pay attention to how you're leading yourself because you will always lead yourself the wrong way. Amen. Today is a day for us to remove everything that is not of God. Stop looking at other things and other people and start looking at who Jesus Christ is in your life and what he is doing for your life. Start looking at the dry and empty places in your lives and truly see how God is still providing and protecting us, even when we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen, because we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So my first point on today is the Lord our shepherd supplies all that we need. Amen. You have to understand the personal divine name of God as your provider. Amen. And when you know who God is as your provider, he'll begin to provide. The word Lord is actually YHWH. He will be whatever you need him to be. He is present with you. He cares for you. He will rescue you. He is the one that makes promises to you and keeps his promises. The name Yahweh, YHWH, encamps the whole characteristic of God in one word. When you become a sheep, you will be taken care of. When you become a sheep, you will be taken care of. He will lead you in a place where you will be well fed, a place full of harvest. Amen. He makes promises that he keeps. Because I know many of you that have made promises and broke them, even in the household of God. God can and will lead you. He's not like man. He will not push or bully you into doing anything. He will go out ahead of you, leading the sheep. Amen. So you don't have to be thirsty or die from neglect, because he's already paved the way. Amen. That's what Jesus Christ came for, to pave the way. Amen. So if he's already paved the way, then follow how he paved. Amen. So you won't die out in the wilderness. Even in the wilderness, you can find some green grass. Somewhere there's a patch growing. Amen. Amen. Just glean over there and grow from it. Amen. Stop allowing your wilderness to get you down. Stop allowing the attacks of the devil to put you in a situation that you don't know how to look back. Amen. Stop allowing the devil to trick you into doing things that are not of God. Remove yourself out the equation and allow God to become center of your attention. Amen. Or the forefront. The Lord our shepherd offers safety. Number two, he restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Not only does the shepherd pick us up when we go astray, he guides us so that we get right back on track. He guides you in the path of righteousness. Again, the shepherd will go ahead of the sheep to make sure the track that you're traveling gets you in the right direction. Amen. How many friends led you wrong? They will lead you wrong every time, and you call them your best friend. God is the good shepherd. He will never lead you wrong. Amen. Even with your eyes closed, he will lead you down the right path. Amen. With your good friend, your eyes is closed, and they leading you somewhere that you shouldn't be. Go to work. Girl, did you know Susan said this? And leading you wrong the same way. Because I'm going to tell you, if they bringing it to you, they taking it to somebody else as well. Pay attention. And you ain't got no good friend. If you ain't married to him, you ain't got him. Very few good friends do you have that's going to be totally honest and truthful. Amen. Amen. So if you ain't married to him, then you better allow Jesus to be that one until God give you something else. Amen. Because they will lead you down the road to death and destruction. He guides you in the path of righteousness. Again, the shepherd will go ahead of the sheep. I already said that. To make sure the track that you travel gets you in the right direction. If you feel like you're off the path, ask the Father to direct you back the right way. He being Jehovah Jireh will provide for you. He will get you back on track. When sheep go to the field to eat, they're taking in their own amount of food and water. The same is for you to be in the safety of Jesus. You have to take in only what is good for you. I can't be looking at someone else, amen, and trying to eat what they're eating. Amen. Only take in what's good for you. Amen. Because if you take in somebody else's things, it will cause you to be sick. Amen. It'll cause you to get off track because you're wanting what somebody else has. Amen. So only take in what God has in store for you. Amen. Don't allow the devil to trick you to say, Susan got it, I can get it too. Susan may have gotten it. I always learned a long time ago, never walk into someone else's shoes. Because you don't know how they got in that position that they're in. You don't know what road they traveled down to get where they are. And many times we want to act and be like somebody else. Amen. And you don't know what took them to get to where they are. Be authentic. Be you. Be who God created you to be. Amen. Amen. Be the person that God called you to be. Amen. You can't be like anybody else. And I thank God for that. Amen. I thank God for that understanding that I cannot talk and be like anybody else. I am who I am. You're going to have people that love you. You're going to have people that hate you. There's nothing you can do about it. Amen. There's nothing you can do about it. That's just the mind of the people. Amen. You can't change somebody's thought pattern. Young adults, you can't change somebody's thought pattern. Teenagers, be who you are. Amen. If they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. Don't change to satisfy anybody. Don't change to be friends with anybody. Young adults, young teenagers that's in school, who cares if you sit alone? Who cares if you sin alone? Just know you're not, because God and his angels are sitting right there with you. Amen. So don't change for somebody else. Be who God called you to be. Amen. Go after the things of God. Eat your own grass. Amen. Eat what God has for you. Don't worry about it. Amen. What God has for you, it is for you. Amen. It is for you. My third point, the Lord our shepherd provides security. Even though we walk through some dark places in our life, he is still with us. When it's pitch night, dark at night, and you can't see or feel anything around you, all the sounds around you are frightening. God says he is still with you. Amen. Have you ever been in the darkness of night? Amen. And you can't see nor feel anything. Amen. Just know God says he's still with you. Even in the midst of your trials and tribulation that you're going through now in life, God says he's still with you. Amen. Even when it looks dark and you can't see your way through, God is still with you. Amen. All you got to do is call out. Reach out. Sometimes you reach out and you can't touch nothing. But if you keep moving, eventually you're going to touch something. Amen. So reach out in your darkest hour and touch Jesus. Reach out in your darkest hour and find who he is and let him guide you the right way. Amen. Amen. Don't touch on man. Don't touch on individuals. Amen. Just allow God. Lead me, God. I don't know how we're going to make this. I don't know how the bills are going to get paid. Amen. As soon as you give it to Jesus, he'll turn it around and work it out in your favor. Now, mind you, if you're taking the bill money to do other things, that's your fault. Now, God will still bring you out, but it's some consequences. It's like the dog going after the one sheep that went astray. There's consequences behind it. But he will guide you the right direction. Amen. Just be mindful on what you do and how you spend it. Amen. I'm here to let you know that when you walk through the dark valleys, the places of threat, the alley of danger, and the deepest and darkest valley of them all, which is death, God is saying he's with you. You don't have to worry. He will protect you. Just keep reaching. You'll get the touch you need at the right moment. Amen. He'll touch you at the right time. Amen. And I'm ending with this. Let the Lord be your shepherd. Let him lead you to the land of plenty. Amen. What is the land of plenty? Amen. It's spiritual abundance. Amen. Representing God's blessing of having more than enough and the fulfillment that comes from faith. Genesis 27 and 28 says, may God give you of heaven's dew and of earth richness, an abundance of grain and new wine. Proverbs 3 and 10 says, let's go to 9. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will be brim over with new wine. A vats, V-A-T-S, is a large tank or tub used to hold liquid. It'll overflow when you honor God with your first fruits. Amen. So allow God